everyone, Annette Nada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Nada. Today, we're on What is Sin, and we're on Lesson 253. What is sin? Sin is insanity. It is the means by which the mind is driven mad and seeks to let illusions take the place of truth. In being mad, it sees illusions where the truth should be, and where it really is. Sin gave the body eyes, for what is there the sinless would behold? What need have they of sights or sounds or touch? What would they hear or reach to grasp? What would they sense at all? To sense is not to know, and truth can be but filled with knowledge and with nothing else.
The body is the instrument the mind made in its striving to deceive itself. Its purpose is to strive. Yet can the goal of striving change? And now, the body serves a different aim for striving. What it seeks for now is chosen by the aim the mind has taken as replacement for the goal of self-deception. Truth can be its aim as well as lies. The senses, then, will seek instead the witnesses to what is true.
Sin is the home of all illusions, which but stand for things imagined, issuing from thoughts which are untrue. They are the, quote, proof that what has no reality is real. Sin, quote, proves God's Son is evil. Timelessness must have an end. Eternal life must die. And God himself has lost the Son he loves with but corruption to complete himself. His will forever overcome by death, love slain by hate, and peace to be no more.
A madman's dreams are frightening, and sin appears indeed to terrify. And yet what sin perceives is but a childish game. The Son of God may play he has become a body, prey to evil and to guilt, with but a little life that ends to death. But all the while his Father shines on him and loves him with an everlasting love, which his pretenses cannot change at all.
How long, O Son of God, will you maintain the game of sin? Shall we not put away these sharp-edged children's toys? How soon will you be ready to come home? Perhaps today? There is no sin. Creation is unchanged. Would you still hold a return to heaven back? How long, O Holy Son of God, how long? What is sin?
Lesson 253. My true self is ruler of the universe. It is impossible that anything should come to me unbidden by myself. Even in this world, it is I who rule my destiny. What happens is what I desire. What does not occur is what I do not want to happen. This must I accept. For thus am I led past this world to my creations, children of my will, in heaven, where my holy true self abides with them and him who has created me.
You are the true self whom you created, Son, creating like yourself and one with you. My true self, which rules the universe, is but your will in perfect union with my own, which can but offer glad assent to yours, that it may be extended to itself. Lesson 253, My True Self is Ruler of the Universe.
So this lesson is a toughie.
Only if you don't know your course vocabulary.
Even though I know my course vocabulary, I think this is a toughie.
It's not a toughie. If you know your course vocabulary here, it's not tough at all.
Tell me more.
Okay. So, is the S in self in the lesson central idea capitalized?
Yes.
That means it is not your little S self, your little ego identity. That's our first clue. This has nothing to do with our small human experience. Absolutely nothing. So, that's the first part. second in our prayer or affirmation, however you want to identify it. I'm going to read it again.
Read it just a little slower this time.
Okay.
So that we can soak in every word.
All right.
I think that's critical.
Okay. You are the true self whom you created, Son, creating like yourself and one with you. My true self, which rules the universe, is but your will in perfect union with my own, which can but offer glad assent to yours, that it may be extended to itself. Okay, was that slow enough?
It was, but it still is like a little bit of a tongue twister for the mind.
Okay, well, let's untwist that tongue.
Okay.
Because, so we're talking about you are the true self. So you, I, anybody who's listening, anyone here on earth, our true identity, just like yesterday, the Son of God is my identity. That's who God created. Not so we think, oh, God created the body, my eyeballs that need glasses. I mean, that's a pretty not great creation, you would say, God. Why would you make me a body that needs glasses, right? And so you can, that's right there, is like the body's not perfect. That didn't come from God. That's going to be a toughie, but then we could use the body for love, for the purpose of God. Next, we have the word that begins with a C, creating. You are the true self whom you, God, created, Son, creating. That's creating in A Course in Miracles is always from love, never from the ego. Never, ever, ever is creating in A Course in Miracles from the ego. If you read the whole book, there is a distinction, and even tells you this in the beginning of the book, make is from the ego. If it says made, you know that's from the ego. If it says create, you know that's from love. So creating like yourself and one with you. So creating from love in who we really are as God created us.
So could I just ask you to clarify the yous, because there's so many yous here.
Okay.
So you are the true self whom you created, Son, creating like yourself and one with you. So who is the first you? Who is the second you? Who is the yourself? And who is the you? These are the questions that I had during my first years of Course in Miracles. Now I'm starting to understand that all the yous and yourself and yours in this little affirmation, they're all referring to our Creator. They're all referring to the divine. They're all referring to God. And that's a little tough to get. If we are forgetting that the Course teaches that we are one with our Creator, that there's nothing that could separate us from our Creator, does that mean we're God? I'm just going to say this because this always is where people go with this. We are not God. That does not mean we're God. If we're one with our Creator, did we create ourselves? No. Since we didn't create ourselves, we're not our Creator.
In fact, that's what the ego's trying to do, which is be God by creating this identity that we call ourselves.
So it's very challenging to kind of wrap your mind around this at first. This is like another concept to me that takes a few years for it to really start landing. And like, oh, okay, I get it. So we're one with our Creator, meaning we're the extension of love. But something extended us. We are the extension. So there was this original source. The original source is our Creator. We're not that. Yet, we are the extension, meaning in our, you know, vernacular that we've been using as in our podcast, is that we're one with our Creator. So it says, you are the true self whom you created, Son. Another way to put that is you are love and you extended love like itself. That's what that means. Creating like yourself and one with you. So there's no way to separate the creator from the created. We're the extension, but the creator is where everything originated.
Right. That's why in the What is Sin section, where that little paragraph three, where it's saying, well, sin proves God's son is evil. Proves is in quotes. It's like, we think that's what it proves when it really doesn't do anything of the sort.
Right.
It's only in our egoic thinking that that proves it. But then at the sentence four of that same paragraph, and God himself has lost the son he loves with but corruption to complete himself. So if God could extend something that wasn't love, that would mean there is part of God that is not love.
Exactly. There would be part of God that would be fear.
That would be hate. That would be anger. That would be death.
And that's where the very, very introduction of this course says, you know, teaching what love is exactly is beyond the scope of this course. But we're really going to take a deep dive into what fear is. Fear is everything that we've been talking about. And so when we go back to this lesson, my true self, which rules the universe, is but your will in perfect union with my own. Mm-hmm. That just simply means that we are not separate from our creator.
And when we're ruler of the universe, when we are creating, that's only from love. And so this isn't this fear-based, hate-filled world that we experience here on Earth. That's not what this lesson is about. So when it's saying my true self is ruler of the universe, it isn't about, well, you made everything that happened to you, all the bad, you chose that. The sonship chose separation. Like, that's a whole nother ball of wax. But our individual lives and our individual world, when that comes from the ego thought system, again, like I've said before, it has no meaning. And it's not like we said, oh yeah, I chose that. Actually telling ourselves, oh, you chose that, does not help. It is not love. So yeah. When we're talking about being the ruler of the universe, that is only when our will is in alignment with God, in alignment with perfect love. That's the only time we are being the ruler of the universe.
Your will in perfect union with my own, which can but offer glad assent to yours, that it may be extended to itself.
So assent here, I had to look it up because I didn't know what it meant. And if you're just listening, it's A-S-S-E-N-T. And that means the expression of approval. So your will in perfect union with my own, which can but offer glad, really, I would just say unity. Like, that would be the way I would, that expression of approval. Like, yeah, this is it. You know, that love, yes, that's what really makes our hearts sing. That's the capital T truth. That's what we are approving. It's not like being approving, like, yes, you did good, you know, good kid, and pat him on, and then you get the pat on the head. It's the approval in the sense of, oh, that's what I've been looking for my whole life.
Simply put, so Robert Holden, he's a great course teacher. But Robert Holden, the way he puts this lesson is love loves love. And yep. That's just what it is saying.
Yep.
Love loves love.
Yeah.
I want to just clarify a few little thoughts that are part of the paragraph one in here.
Okay.
It is impossible that anything should come to me unbidden by myself. Even in this world, it is I who rule my destiny. What happens is what I desire. What does not occur is what I do not want to happen. This must I accept.
So, where I've said all when we're saying rule of the universe, that comes only when we're in alignment with love. We also have to remember, so like with sentences like that, content versus form, where content is the underlying, I'm going to say it, energy, fear or love, where the form is what that looks like on earth. So if we're choosing, if the content of the sonship is coming from this place of separation, that's what will then be experienced. If the sonship is choosing love, that's what will be experienced in whatever form that is. For me, in my Course in Miracles experience and study, I do take these ones as like the big picture. Because what happens is I've met way too many people with very, like, just hard lives. I mean, I think in our work, we meet people where they're struggling, you know, and they want relief. And if we go from this mode of thinking where it's like, well, you know, your dad wouldn't have walked out on you and your family if you didn't choose that. You know, like, what? That's all ridiculous stuff. That's not helpful. That doesn't lead to healing. That's not loving. And so when we look at these situations, it's like, okay, we're in the ego thought system. We're in the ego world. Stuff is happening. And it's nothing because it's not love. Are we choosing those specific events? To me, no, I don't think it's helpful to look at it like that. But if we recognize that the sonship as a whole is choosing fear, like the vast, vast majority of humanity is, then we're going to have, as humans, a fear-based experience. Since we're doing A Course in Miracles, we're trying to turn that around and bring love to those fear-based experiences. But in their origin is from this sonship that's choosing fear. To me, that's a whole different way of looking at this, and one that actually helps me.
I also think that applies to even disease as well.
Yes.
You know, so many people that I even have met a number of Course students where if they have cancer or if they have other health problems, where they think, you know, like, so what part of me wants this? And I want to say, no, that's not what this is about. The sonship is dreaming that we're separate, and there's going to be disease, and there's going to be violence, and there's going to be this, that, and the other. We're part of the sonship. Yep. So that doesn't necessarily mean that you, as the individual aspect of the sonship, is choosing cancer. It just means that cancer is part of the choice of the separated aspects collectively.
Exactly.
So there's no shame, guilt, all, you know, this is where doing our part in the healing process means that we recognize that none of this ego stuff that has happened to us is who we truly are. That doesn't preclude us from having a disease, getting hit by a car. None of that, because if we're going to interpret that way, it's very not consistent with this whole idea of we're perfect, whole, and complete and healed.
Right. And that's where in the ego, there's the laws of chaos, which the first one is everyone has their own truth, little t truth.
Right.
Which everyone has their own experience. Now, if you take that with a lesson like this, you're not ruler of a universe if everybody has a little t truth. You know, you're just stuff happens and you're dealing with it. Mm-hmm. And so we want to come from this place where we know in our hearts that whatever situation we are met with, we have the tools, the help to bring love to it.
And guidance and the love and the support.
Exactly. That's when we really get to be, as this lesson, my true self is the ruler of the universe. You know, if it's not love, it's not from the true self.
Right.
And so to me, this is we are, 253 days in, lesson 253. So this becomes, we're getting more and more into these really big picture lessons, but then we also get to bring them to our own little picture. And to me, they all just come down with, how do I bring love right here, right now?
So let's just have the thought go with us today that love loves love.
Yep. I love that.
Our creator is love. Our creator loves that which it created, us. And we are like our creator. We cannot be separate or different from our creator. Love loves love. Have a wonderful day.
See you tomorrow.